Just a few things to go over some of the history of where we've been. The first campaign limits in Missouri were enacted in 1974, following a petition initiative led by Missourians for Honest Elections, received a 78% majority in that election. Because that law contained limits not only on contributions, but also expenditures, it was struck down by the court in 1977. In 1994, another initiative petition, Proposition A, received 74% of the vote. This vote placed contribution limits of $100 on legislative candidates and $300 on statewide candidates. In advance of the petition vote, the General Assembly, unhappily with the limits proposed in Proposition A, passed Senate Bill 650, campaign finance bill that provided contribution limits of $250 for House candidates, $500 for state Senate, $1,000 for statewide. In 1998, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down Proposition A, leaving the higher limits in place from Senate Bill 650. In 1999, the higher limits were challenged before the U.S. Supreme Court in Shrink Missouri Government PAC versus Nixon. The Supreme Court upheld the limits, noting, and I'll read just part of this, where whether law nor moral equates all political contributions, without more, without bribes, we spoke in Buckley, previous case, of the perception of corruption inherent in the regime of large individual finance contributions to candidates for public office as a source of concern almost equal to quid pro quo improbability, leaves the perception of improbable unanswered and the cynical assumption that the large donors called the tune could jeopardize the willingness of voters to take part in the democratic process. So the court realized that limits would help with the perception and the involvement. In 2006, the Missouri General Assembly passed House Bill 1900. The bill banned fundraising during the legislative session for both General Assembly members and their opponents, and also bracketed out the contribution limits that the General Assembly had put into place in the 90s. The entirety of the House bill was struck down in 2007 in Trout versus State. The court held the ban on finance or fundraising during session violated free speech rights and held the provision of the bill would not be violated. So the whole bill was struck down and the campaign contribution limits were back in place. For a brief period, as you remember, as Senator Pierce said, the Ethics Commission required that over-limit contributions were made before it, the bill was struck down, had to be returned to donors. So in 2008, I believe most of this committee was in the General Assembly, we again deleted contribution limits from the law in Senate Bill 1038. Now, since that time, Missouri has been what has been called the Wild West in terms of campaign limits, as been said before, with no campaign limits and also no lobbying limits. And I believe cynicism has grown throughout the state. Here's an example. In the judicial election here in Cole County last year, one candidate received a $100,000 donation on October 4th and a $24,000 donation on October 30th. These two donations combined, the larger one from an out-of-state PAC, constituted 86% of the funds the candidates has raised for a judge. A particular candidate for Missouri governor has received in multiple donations of $10,000 or more, $900,000 from a single donor, constituting 70% of what that candidate has raised so far. That same donor has given a candidate for lieutenant governor $1 million, a seven-figure check, constituting 99.5% of what that candidate has raised. That same donor has funded lobbying efforts that affect public policy and quite a bit too. Now, this is not a one-party issue. According to analysts published by the Post-Dispatch in March 3, 2014, Governor Nixon has raised over $10 million since 2011 in contributions of over $5,000. A Democratic candidate for St. Louis County Executive received a $100,000 contribution from a single donor in March of last year. This simply is not good for democracy. As the Supreme Court wisely pointed out 15 years ago, this blatant and unashamed purchasing of elections led to cynicism that large donors can call the tune, and it jeopardizes the willingness of voters to take part in the governance. You can see that with the increased number of money that goes into the campaigns and the reduced number of people who vote. My bill restores sanity. Senate Bill 96 has the limits of, and this is much higher than what we had before, $10,000 for statewide offices, $5,000 for state senators, $2,000 for state representatives, and $2,000 for any other office, including judicial office. These limits are 10 times the limits that were in place to make it to that were before. I believe it's time that we take another step forward with ethics reform. This is another part of the perception that we want to work this session to help create a better perception down here. We've made progress on that, but I think this is really crucial.